As we continue our conversations with Place 6 candidates this week, today we meet first-time candidate Travis Craver. He currently works as the Director of Chapel and Spiritual Formation at Hardin-Simmons University. He believes that his faith in God positively shapes his character. He's lived in Abilene for 19 years and says that his status as a family man gives him higher investment in the Abilene community. So I noticed that you signed up on the very first possible day. So I'm just curious, does that mean that this is an idea that you've had in your mind for a very long time, or is this still something that came up fairly recently?
So the main reason I wanted to follow on that very first day for me was to communicate how serious I am about the position. I've given a lot of thought, a lot of prayer. I've done a lot of research behind the scenes, speaking with people in key positions to just familiarize myself with the inner workings of the city. And so on the very first day, I wanted to throw my name in a hat to prove that I'm really serious about this. There's been a lot of thought behind it, a lot of prayer behind it, and I want to communicate that to the city.
Okay. And then for me, I notice if you are elected, you will be, I think, the youngest mm-hmm. in Abilene history to be elected. Mm-hmm. And I also noticed that you were on the list of 20 under 40. Mm-hmm. So I was just curious, do you think that some people might question whether your young age mm-hmm. might affect the experience you might have?
Sure.
So do you think that affects your experience mm-hmm. a lot, or do you think it gives you maybe a new perspective?
Sure. I'm flattered people think that I'm young, but I'm really not. I'm 36. I'm a father of two, a husband. I've been in Abilene since the year 2000. And so for me, I have a lot of life lived here in this town, and not only life lived here, but relationships and investments in the city. And so for me, I think it brings a really fresh perspective from a young family man standpoint. And not only that, but it allows me, someone that has tried to invest in the other inner workings of our city, an opportunity to be a voice for another population here in town of young families who want to make and continue to make Abilene better for the generations to come.
Okay. All right, and then you did just touch on this, mm-hmm. but I noticed in a past interview you referred to yourself as a family man, and
yep.
that seems to be something you are very proud of.
Yep.
So how do you think, how relevant do you think that is mm-hmm. as it pertains to the office that you're running for?
Sure, I think just sharing that I'm a family man just gives a little bit of a glimpse into who I am. I'm more than just the director of spiritual formation, more than just certain titles that we hold. It shows that I'm a human being who has a lot of investment emotionally as well as spiritually in this community. And so knowing that I'm not just running with the mindset of how is this going to affect me or say my wife's demographic, but how is it going to affect the generations to come? And so having that mindset, having a personal investment in the game for me is why I really want that message to be communicated.
Okay. All right. And then you mentioned that you are, was it the head of mm-hmm. spiritual? So mm-hmm. You've been very vocal about your religious beliefs, mm-hmm. so I want to know how much that would affect you as a politician,
sure.
and also if you foresee the council addressing any mm-hmm. issues that would directly mm-hmm. relate to your
mm-hmm. That's a great question. I just say that from the standpoint of I have a relationship with God, and that affects the way that I live. It affects the way that I try to relate to others. And with that being said, I try to operate out of a person who has moral convictions, not just moral convictions personally, but how can we better enhance the quality of life here in Abilene?
Do you think that there are any issues in Abilene that might be directly affected by that, things that might actually be maybe mm-hmm. religious hot topics?
Sure, sure. I think, you know, to me, formation is everything. How we communicate with each other and treat one another is definitely spiritual. And so I think that having that relationship with God, it can influence, enhance, only allow us to treat each other with a little bit more dignity and respect because we're representing someone who's greater than us. I just try to operate the best that I can. I'm a person with flaws just like any other individual, but knowing that I'm going to do the very best that I can, and I've given a lot of thought, a lot of research, a lot of time behind the decisions that I'll be making, to me, says everything about how serious I am about the job.
Okay. And just to switch gears a little bit, so Mayor Anthony Williams, he said that they will be revisiting the city maintenance fee, possibly adjusting it. And what changes would you like to see Abilene make to that policy, if anything?
That's a great question. I think for me, just knowing, I don't know as much about the specifics of the policy that they're tinkering with, possibly. I would definitely have to read a little bit more of the behind the scenes and the delicate details of what it would entail to make a more accurate decision. But I am absolutely all on board in having that conversation and helping facilitate a solution for our city.
And so with the street maintenance fee, Abilene, they're investing a lot into repairing the city streets. So do you think that there are other things that have been neglected that also need to be addressed, or how important do you think that is?
That's a great question. You know, I think that we do a good job of addressing, but it doesn't hurt to consistently revisit decisions that we've made and that we can do better in. I absolutely believe in addressing the issue and topic of streets, along with future water sources. Right now, we're doing really well, but how can we invest in the future for the generations to come and water sources that are going to supply for our city the water that's needed in the surrounding areas? I definitely think a fully staffed fire and police department is vital to the safety of our city, education, and safety there as well. Creating a very solid, sound economic infrastructure helps not only with jobs, but it helps attract young, talented professionals who will want to not only go to college here and go to school here, but will want to stay and invest in our city is paramount to me. And so I think just continuing to have those discussions is huge. And that's definitely some of the things that I'm running on my platform.
Okay. And I know Abilene is working to, they're working to fix the vacancies downtown to reduce that and to kind of invigorate the business climate. So what do you think the city council's role is in helping them to do that?
Definitely just not being afraid to make decisions, sound, researched, and educated decisions on how to move our city forward, how to attract, how to give these hardworking citizens just support that they need to flourish. And not only flourish in a way that helps their businesses grow, but flourish in a way that helps Abilene as a whole grow. I think when we're better together, we all benefit. And so not being afraid to make tough decisions, but tough decisions that can only enhance Abilene, I think is vital.
Okay. And then I only have maybe two more questions.
Sure.
I want to know, so there are four other people running for this same seat that you are running for.
Right.
So I would say, what do you think maybe makes you stand out the most or makes you the most unique?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't necessarily think that when I think of the other candidates running, I with all respect to them, I'm just focused on my platform of what can I bring to the city that really can only enhance and move us into a positive direction. And like I said, my goal is to bring people to the table, to talk about infrastructure, to have a sound economic development, to retain and attract talented, talented young workforce people, to address the streets again and water sources, to have a fully staffed fire and police are definitely the platforms that I want to have and move forward for our city to flourish. And so for me, I know what I personally bring is someone who's focused on really getting his policy and his platform out there, and that's going to work hard to do whatever it takes to get it done and to represent this incredible city the best I can.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. The only other thing I would ask is if there's anything else about yourself or about the policies that you stand for that you might want to say.
You know, I encourage our voters to get out and vote, just to get out and vote and not just be complacent with hearing or reading about the candidates, but to get out and vote. I would love your vote. I really feel passionate about my platform. I feel passionate about this incredible city, and I feel passionate about where we're going. And so that for me is most important, is to represent all of you guys in a way that makes you proud. And that's what I intend to do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Travis Craver is running for the sixth place for Abilene. He faces competition from four other candidates. You can find an extended version of this interview on our website, kacu.org, where you can find all of the interviews we've aired over the past 2 weeks. I'm Zora Green, and this is KACU.